verse 24. Rise ye up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given unto thine hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. So begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. May the Lord have a blessing in the reading. You know how the preachers preach one sermon, man. They read one verse of scripture they preach for.
Amen.
That's all right. Amen. You can do it. I just need more scriptures. All right. Now we talked about love last. And I mentioned love because love really is a part that deals with the heart. You can do a lot of other things and talk about a lot of the subjects and so forth like that. Even people get filled with the Holy Ghost, but they still mean. And so, and so what we have to do is we have to understand, wait a minute, God wants all of us to be transformed. He wants our head, our heart, and our hands. He wants everything got redeemed. God wants us to really be truly creatures. So, as we go into this, I look at this as being a teaching to put it all together. And one of the things that I want you to know first is that as we go into these teachings, you must decide to put God's Word first place. Put God's Word first place. Now, one of the reasons you put it first place is because it's true.
Right.
It's true. In Titus chapter 1 and verse 2, it says that in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. God cannot lie. Not won't.
Cannot.
Can't lie. Oh, in Romans chapter 3, we read that last time. Chapter 3 and verse 3, and also verse 4, he says, Well, what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true, and every man be a liar. We covered that last time. Because we have to make up our mind that God's word is true.
Amen.
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 Now, this is all got to be going on in your life and in your thinking as you go in to possess your inheritance. You must develop your faith to stand against the opposition. If you're going to take the redemptive promises of God, it's going to take a stand of faith to do it.
Amen.
Now this Bible is God talking to you. I said this Bible is God talking to you. Look what he says. He says in Isaiah 55 and verse 11. He says, so shall it, the word be that goes forth out of my mouth. This is God talking now. It shall not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Now this is God saying that his word is going to prosper wherever he sent it.
Amen.
Say amen to me.
Amen.
So as we look at this Bible, this is God speaking to you.
Amen.
One more time. Say, this is God,
this is God
speaking to me.
Speaking to me.
That's what this Bible is.
Amen.
start at Numbers chapter 13. And what happened is they sent out 12 spies and they came back. Now the Bible says in verse 30, it says, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it. This is chapter 13, verse 30. For we are well able to overcome it. So he's going in to possess what God had promised him. And he said, we're well able to overcome it. Now he's saying all of this in public. But the men who went up with him said, we be not able to go up against his people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up what kind of report? An evil report. So notice here, Joshua and Caleb are saying what God said. The other people are saying what they feel. So there probably is going to be a delta, a difference between what you see in God's word and your condition. But what are you going to say? You're going to say what God said. Because his word shall not
return
to what? But it shall